Peace talks aimed at ending Syria's nearly five-year-old civil war are supposed to start in Geneva next week, as millions of Syrian lives are in limbo. More than 6.5 million Syrians are displaced. Nearly 4.5 million are refugees, many waiting nearby in Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. This time last year, we spoke with a 13-year-old Syrian named Hassan Ahmad, who was living in the Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan. We also spoke then with Riad Nimri, director of programs for Mercy Corps in Jordan. Both are still there, and we wanted to check back in. Hassan, Riad, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It is winter at the moment. What is it like there in the winter versus the summer? What's an easier time to live in the camp?
Now winter, I mean, it's a bit cold. I mean, it gets worse, especially that electricity is only supplied for, you know, for the refugees' caravans from 4 p.m. till 3 a.m. in the morning. And the rest of the day, there is no electricity. So there's no way of heating or cooling during the day.
When we talked to you last January, there were about 90,000 people living in Zaatari camp. What's going on right now?
Actually, more or less the same population is still the same. I mean, nobody's allowed to get into the camp. And, you know, just a few numbers are managing either to go back to Syria or to find like a way to go to Europe.
Hmm. And what do they do? What are they doing to occupy themselves during the day?
Actually, I mean, some of them are working under cash for work, and some of them, they have small businesses. However, and as you know, I mean, out of the 4 million Syrian refugees who flew into different countries, 2.1 million are children under the age of 18. So this category of youth, I mean, more or less they have nothing to do. Some of them, they go to school, but the majority of them has nothing to do.
For those who have decided to leave, how easy is it to leave the camp and where do they go?
Leaving the camp, I mean, either you go back to Syria, and this process, I mean, with UNHCR, it's manageable. But if they want to go to a third country or to Europe, I mean, you need to apply and you need to wait.
And people have been actually going back to Syria, even despite what's going on there?
Yeah, some people are going back to Syria because they're a little bit desperate with the life here, and they think that being home, even with the war, it's easier than being here, you know, doing nothing.
That is surprising, I have to say, the idea that people would feel that they're better off going to a place that is still ravaged by war than they are staying in a refugee camp, which one would assume is safe.
Yes, actually, it depends. I mean, people here are in continuous communication with their relatives in Syria. And once there's, you know, a quiet place, especially in the south, I mean, if it's quiet for a few weeks, then they're willing just to go back and try to start a new life there.
Do you have the resources you need in the camp right now?
Resources, I mean, not everything is available. However, I mean, it's livable, but there's a lot missing still.
Like what?
I mean, job opportunities, economic opportunities, jobs for people, things to do, education. I mean, education is available. However, I mean, after, you know, children finish high school, mostly there's not much to continue after that.
Well, I want to speak to Hassan, if I could, for a few minutes. And as we said, he's 14 years old. He's been in the camp for 4 years. Hassan, how are you doing at this point?
حسن عم بسألوك شو عم تعمل بال يعني لهاي المرحلة لحد هلا
شلون
يعني شو كيف ممشي أمورك هون
بطلع بشتغل على العرباي بجيب مصروفات الدار وبنصرف عادي.
So Jeremy, Hassan is still working. I mean, he doesn't attend school. He uses the wheelbarrows to bring some stuff from outside the camp into the camp. He does 4 hours of work and the rest he's just hanging around. So he's trying to help his family bring some additional income.
And is he happy?
أنت مبسوط بسألوك بالعيشة هون وبالشغل؟
لا.
He said he's not happy.
Hmm. What would make him happy?
شو ممكن يخليك مبسوط؟
نصير مبسوطين نيجي هون نلعب مصارعة.
لا شو بالمستقبل إشي ممكن يخليك تصير مبسوط؟
أصير بطل.
بالمصارعة.
نفس أستاذ محمد.
So Hassan is taking, you know, wrestling lessons here at Mercy Corps Youth for Change Center, and he said what would make him happy if he becomes a wrestling champion.
Which is something that he told us last time we talked, so he's still got the same
goal. That is correct, yes.
What is his family trying to do?
حسن شو عائلتك عم بيسووا شو عم بيحاولوا يسووا شيء ولا بس هون موجودين يعني شو بيسووا بيشتغلوا بيعملوا ايش بيعملوا
قاعدين بس ابوي بيشتغل بالنظافة هيك بنجيب مصروفات الدار
So Hassan is saying that his family are doing the same thing. His father is working under cash for work, you know, to help cleaning the camp. And they're just staying. I mean, nothing much is done on their end to make a change, at least at this point.
Well, Riot, as you look at that situation and the situations that are facing the other people who are in this camp, what do you see this as? Is this a long-term solution? Is this something that can only go on for maybe a year or two more? I mean, how long can people live in this situation?
Actually, in Za'atari camp, people are, you know, living as if they're going to stay here for a long time, honestly. I mean, if you look at the streets in Za'atari camp, I mean, a lot of businesses going on and people are establishing long-term existence in the camp. It's nothing like it's going to go in a year or two. But the lost part, I mean, Hassan does not represent just a young guy in the camp. He represents, you know, youth. And again, I mean, half of the population who flew in are youth. And those are the category of people who are lost in a way between, you know, the past, their life is in Syria, and for the future.
But what are they going to be able to do? Are they going to live in this camp for the rest of their lives, or do you think they'll eventually leave?
Youth mainly, and after, you know, Europe opened the space to immigrate, most of the youth are looking to go to Europe. And I'm going to refer to a focus group discussion that Mercy Corps did in Greece with 100 people. And most of them, they said that, you know, they're just looking for hope and they're willing to start a new life in a new country.
Can you ask Hassan if he wants to go to Europe?
Hassan, بسألوك, أنت إذا صح لك تروح على أوروبا, بدك تروح على أوروبا? Yes, he said he would like to go to Europe.
Where would he like to go in Europe?
وين بأوروبا بتحب تروح؟ يعني أي بلد بتحب تروح عليها؟ بأوروبا.
ما بروح على كندا.
Yeah, he's saying he would like to go, if possible, to Canada.
Have any of his friends left the camp?
حدا من أصحابك حسن ترك المخيم؟ روحوا على سوريا ولا وين راحوا؟
لا روحوا سوريا.
Yes, he said some of his friends have left the camp and they went back to Syria.
Well, you know, the one thing that has changed since the last time we spoke, Riot, is the refugee crisis that's been going on in Europe. How has that looked from your vantage point, being inside a camp that obviously some people are deciding to leave and making this journey into Europe?
Actually, a lot of people, especially youth, are, you know, are willing to do the risk and go to Europe. However, the situation is different for older people. I mean, older people are looking for Jordan as a, you know, a temporary place close to home. They speak the language and they prefer to stay here.
I'm wondering if Donald Trump has made the news in the camp.
I'm not sure in Za'atari camp because, you know, all the people here, I mean, every single caravan and every single tent, they have a TV. But the only channels they watch is, you know, the Syrian Revolutionary channels for the Free Army. So I doubt, I mean, international news are passing easily through the camp.
What about you? You've heard about what Donald Trump has been saying.
What exactly? I mean, he said a lot of things. So,
well, about for example, banning Muslims from the United States right now.
You know, I mean, you cannot generalize. I mean, if there's a specific incident, you cannot make it general for all the Muslims in the world. I mean, it's a single act. It does not represent Muslims by any chance, to be honest.
What about the fear, though, in Europe and in the United States, that people who are coming in as refugees, Syrian refugees, are going to turn around and become terrorists once they get in?
Actually, I mean, the fear is not only in Europe. I mean, Jordan, the same. I mean, they share the same fear. Because, I mean, there's around 13,000 people waiting at the berm between Jordan and Syria, waiting to come in. And Jordan is hesitant a little bit about letting those in because of security issues. So I guess Europe, the United States, and Jordan are sharing the same worries.
I want to ask one more question of Hassan, and that is, what would he want people in the United States who are hearing this interview to know about him, about his situation?
Hassan, بسألك الناس اللي راح يسمعوا هاي المقابلة بأمريكا شو بدك ياهم يعرفوا عنك وعن الوضع هون شو بتحب تحكي لهم أي إشي رسالة منك أي إشي بتحب تحكي لهم عنه
داري
يعني الناس بسمعوك بكل أمريكا شو بتحب تحكي لهم شو كيف وضعك هون شو بتحب يساعدوك بشو؟
يساعدوني إني أطلع لبرا.
برا المخيم. So Hassan's message to the audience in the United States is to help him get out of the camp and start a new life.
Well, Raed, thank you so much for joining us and thank Hassan for us as well.
Will do. Thank you very much, Jeremy.